Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. I want to take a quick moment to tell you about a platform I've been really impressed with. It's called Benevolate. Benevolate is a super intuitive CRM designed specifically for nonprofits, museums, and synagogues. It helps you manage donors, track relationships, and simplify the giving process, all in one easy-to-use place. What I love most is that the core package has no monthly fees for nonprofits, museums, or synagogues. None. There's just a small transaction fee, and donors can even choose to cover it, so your organization keeps more of every contribution. It's simple, smart, and built to make your mission easier to manage. If you've been looking for a better way to organize your supporters and grow your impact, check out Benevolate, where generosity meets simplicity. If you want to be more involved with the Nonprofit Nook, we now have a Facebook community for listeners where you can help shape the podcast. You can suggest episode topics, answer polls, recommend speakers, and join the conversation with other nonprofit leaders who truly get it. Just search the Nonprofit Nook community on Facebook and request to join. We'd love to have you. Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader, and I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nonprofit Nook. Today I'm talking about myth busting for nonprofits, the stories we need to stop telling ourselves. So today I want to talk about something that quietly holds a lot of nonprofits back, and that's myths, not laws. Not best practices, myths. And I use that term because I am a fan of the TV show Mythbusters. I love that show. I love that they blew things up and did all the research. It's fantastic. Unfortunately, I can't blow anything up physically, but I hope I blow some of these things out of your belief system today. These are the things that nonprofits are told, donors repeat it, and leaders internalize it until they start shaping decisions. Often in ways that hurt sustainability, staff, and ultimately impact. And the thing is, most of these myths sound noble on the surface, but when you actually live this work, you realize how damaging they can be. So today, we're gonna bust a few of the big ones. So myth number one, nonprofits aren't supposed to make a profit. This one is probably the most common and the most misunderstood. When people hear the word nonprofit, they assume it means you can't make a profit. Like you're supposed to just break even or be unprofitable every year and feel guilty if you don't. But nonprofit is just a tax status, guys. It's not a financial philosophy. It simply means that there's no owners or shareholders taking the profits home. It does not mean the organization shouldn't generate more money than it spends. In reality, this surplus is what allows nonprofits to breathe. It's what covers delayed grant payments, unexpected expenses, and quite honestly, moments of crisis. It's what allows leaders to plan instead of constantly reacting. And honestly, running an organization without margin isn't noble, it's risky. Donors want to see that your nonprofit is stable, that you can deal with the unexpected when it happens. They don't want to be the only thing holding you up. If a nonprofit collapses because it can't sustain itself, the people who lose aren't the spreadsheets, it's the staff, the clients, and the community. Planning for surplus is not greedy. It's responsibility. I love this quote. Sustainability isn't selfish. It's how nonprofits stay in service long term. And no, I don't know who said it. So now that we've started talking about money, the next myth usually shows up right behind it, especially when that money is connected to people. Number two, nonprofits can't or won't pay well. Let's be honest, this myth hurts. There's this unspoken belief that nonprofit professionals should accept lower pay because the work is meaningful, as if purpose is supposed to replace a paycheck. It drives me crazy. Nonprofit jobs are not lesser jobs. They require leadership, compliance knowledge, financial oversight, fundraising skills, emotional intelligence, and crisis management. Yeah, all at once. And on top of that, many nonprofit roles are really emotionally heavy. People working in housing, food insecurity, domestic violence, healthcare, mental health, grief support, they're absorbing trauma every day. Secondary trauma and burnout are not side effects. They're occupational hazards. So honestly, some nonprofit roles deserve hazard pay or at least additional support and benefits. Paying market-based, documented, reasonable compensation is not only allowed, it's necessary. Better talent demands better pay. And wouldn't you want the best people to provide the best services? Underpaying staff leads to burnout, turnover, and instability. And instability hurts the mission far more than fair salaries ever could. You can't build strong programs on burned-out people. So you must pay your people fairly. Once nonprofits start paying fairly and think sustainably, another fear often pops up. The idea that everyone else doing similar work is somehow the enemy. And that gets us to myth number three. Nonprofits are each other's competition. And I want to talk about this one through a small business lens for a moment. As a business owner, collaborating with others who offer similar services has been a complete game changer for me. We share what tools work, what technology helps, what the market is doing, and how we handle all those fun challenges that come along with small business ownership. But maybe just as importantly, we support each other. There is something incredibly powerful about having a peer who understands the pressure, the stress, and the responsibility of the work. Nonprofits can benefit from this exact same kind of collaboration. So many times people tell me they feel like they are in competition with others who do the same things simply because they are competing for the same grants or the same sponsors. But that's not true. From a funding perspective, collaboration often makes things easier, not harder. Donors and funders don't always want to choose between organizations doing similar work. They want to invest in solutions. And partnerships create stronger ones. No one organization has to do everything alone. And when organizations partner, each can focus on what they do best. Collaboration doesn't dilute impact, it multiplies it. So reach out to other nonprofits. I promise you won't regret it. And finally, let's talk about the myth I hear most often, especially from nonprofit leaders themselves. I'm not good at fundraising. This one usually comes with a lot of anxiety, and I hear people say things like, I'm not good at asking for money. I don't want to sound salesy. Or I'm just not a fundraiser. Here's the reframe. Fundraising is not about asking for money. It's about relationships. It's about listening. It's about sharing stories. It's about helping someone connect their values to your mission. The actual ask is just one small moment in a much longer relationship. And honestly, stewardship matters more than the ask anyway. You should have a much more in-depth relationship with your donors. Think of some of your touch points with your donors, the thank you notes that you send, updates through things like newsletters, engaging them as volunteers, or seeing them at your events. It's all about transparency and letting people see the impact of their support, even before they've contributed financially. It's about building that relationship, and I know you guys are great at building relationships. Fundraising is ongoing. It's not something you do only when you're desperate. And it's not just one person's job. Boards, staff, volunteers, anyone who builds relationships is already contributing to fundraising. And if you can build relationships, you can fundraise. Here's the thing. These myths, they're what keep nonprofits underpaid, overworked, isolated, and afraid of money conversations. But when we let them go, we make space for conversation and consideration. We create healthier nonprofits and healthier people when we stop believing in these myths. Sustainability, collaboration, fair pay, and relationship-based fundraising are not failures of mission, they're commitments to it. So I'll leave you with this question today. Which of these myths have you believed or been told? And what would you change if you stopped believing in those myths? I want to hear from you. I'm serious. I want to hear from you. Let me know if I busted any of these myths for you and how it changes your mindset. Shoot me an email, or better yet, let's chat about it in my podcast Facebook group. I'd love to hear what other myths we can bust, and maybe I'll do another episode like this with more myths that come up. Thanks so much for listening today. I truly appreciate you letting me stand on my soapbox and try to bust some of these myths. Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time.